Here in the tiny town of Mercer, Wisconsin, a gym floor starts with unloading a pallet of maple planks delivered from a sawmill.
Like I say, we buy boards. It's coming to us, and it's green lumber, as we refer to it. It has to be dried before we can do any processing. So that process begins here.
Carl Anderson is plant manager at Action Floors, a company that specializes in making sport floors for gyms all over the country. On a clear day, when the blue sky matches the blue paint of the mill buildings, Anderson tells me that almost all wooden gym floors are made out of the same thing, maple.
Because of the characteristics of the hard maple, it's white, it's bright, and that creates a great palette for the game lines and the logos and types of things that you see on the basketball courts, and it makes it look real nice.
Beech or birch woods are equally white and bright, but they're a little softer. Maple is prized for its hardness. To ensure a durable floor, industry standards say that maple must be grown north of the 35th parallel in places where winters are cold and long.
What that does to the tree is it causes the tree, the growing season, the actual growing season for the tree is so short that the annual rings become very tight, which adds to the density of the wood and the hardness of the wood. And again, that makes it a desirable product for the characteristics that we're looking for to create that sports floor.
Northern Wisconsin and Upper Michigan pretty much fit the cold weather requirements, and there's a lot of trees here. That's the main reason all major wooden sport floor companies mill their floors in this region. Here at Action Floors, the manufacturing process continues, with freshly cut boards being dried to perfection in a big kiln.
You can see it's actually kind of a caramel, I call it caramel brown, you know.
The boards then head to a big warehouse, where they zip down assembly lines. In the factory, Anderson explains, the boards get roughed up, smoothed out, and sliced into narrow strips. Those strips then go into the flooring machine, a relic that's been churning out wood floors since 1929.
We simply refer to it as the flooring machine because that you're really taking the raw material at that point and turning it into a flooring board. So, yeah, it does the tongue and groove, but it also takes it down to the tolerance on the thickness and the tolerance on the face width.
The end product is crates full of boards that are each different lengths, but nearly identical in width.
We hold a plus or minus tolerance on the face width of that. I allow them plus or minus 5 thousandths. We're actually usually within a thousandth or two on the width.
A thousandth of an inch.
Any more error and the floor won't fit together properly, he says, when hundreds of boards are laid down side by side in a gym. I learned that details are important not only in making a sport floor, but also in making what's underneath it.
When you walk into a gymnasium, you know, the normal person probably just sees, the maple strip flooring and, you know, they have no idea what all goes on underneath it.
That's Rayanne Harudkai, customer service manager at Action Floors. She says in addition to manufacturing actual wooden floorboards, the company also engineers more than 30 different subfloor systems.
And they're kind of all over the board in terms of, level of competition. You know, a college level competition subfloor is going to be different than what you would see like in an elementary school. There's different variables that go into that. There's ball rebound. There's shock absorption for, you know, player comfort and lessening injury to players.
She says every flooring company has its own techniques, which tends to be a topic of interest, not just at the office, but also during game watching hours.
Any basketball game, whether it's at a high school level, if I walk into a high school gymnasium, I'm looking at the floor right out of the gate. As a game proceeds, I'm watching. You can actually see, we're talking about deflection and shock absorption. And if you know how to watch that floor, you can actually see some of that occurring. You can see that floor move if you know what to look for.
And like most basketball fans, they're keeping a close eye on the competition. For WXPR News, I'm Natalie Jablonski.